All right, let's see what it looks like. On guard. Are you ready? Fence. Off you go. That's it. Just try and find a way to the tower. There you go. Good.
I'm here at George Tomlinson School in Leytonstone. British fencing Olympians Pierre Harper and Linda Strachan and some of the young stars from their Newham Swords Fencing Club are giving free demonstrations and have-a-go sessions as part of the Leytonstone Festival. I'm joined now by Amal Singh, who's one of the Newham Swords young fencers. How did you first get into fencing?
I still do, and I used to do a Sikh martial art called Gatkao, which is with the swords and various weapons. There was a mixed martial art competition, and then fencers were there, various other martial sports were there. The fencer was beating everybody, so as a martial artist, you want to know how your opponents and your enemies' fighting system works. My father thought, let's try fencing, see how what it's like, because they're clearly beating everybody, so it's good to get a feel what it's like. And then I started in 2006 with Pierre at Newham Swords. Since then I've become British under 17 champion, under 20 champion also. And then last year in the World Championships I came 7th in the individual, and then we came 3rd in the European team event as well.
What do you enjoy about fencing?
People say it's like chess. It's really, really tactical in terms of right of way, who starts to attack first, and you do a fake attack, and then you force opponent to make mistakes. And also the weaponry aspect as well, because for me, as a Sikh, we were born warriors as well as the spiritual side of meditation. It's interesting and fun to see what different disciplines are like.
What does the future hold for you in terms of fencing?
And now I'm moved up to senior and I'm in the senior squad at the moment, so I'm hoping to make the Olympics, but it's going to be a really, really tough, big, big, big challenge, so I'm going to have to put a lot of effort.
So we came down today to give both boys a go. They're absolutely loving it. I think it's a bit more boxing than fencing right now.
Are you going to have a go yourself?
I was, but I'm fasting today, so I'm going to wait until September and then definitely.
I thought fencing would be good for the children to have a go, have a try, and it's free. And I thought, why not?
Oh, the fencing was great. I beat my sister, obviously. Completely beat her. That was a great experience because I could, like, I took all my frustration out on her.
Well, it was fantastic. It was more tiring than expected. It's real exercise. It's like a mini masterclass. You know, that was great fun.
I'm joined now by Pierre Harper, who's one of the coaches at Newham Swords and set up the club with Linda Strachan. You've got a really good turnout today, haven't you?
Yeah, it was really good. We was quite surprised by the amount of people that have turned up. It was a nice sunny day today. Yeah, they've all come and had a go. Amazed at the amount of parents that have all got kitted up and got nice and warm.
I've been really surprised as well that some of the children here today are really quite young, aren't they?
Yes, we start them from as young as 4 years old. We put them straight onto the plastic mini fence equipment. It's nice and light. All they need is a weapon and a mask, and off they go. Some of them maybe were shy and quiet or a bit quiet at school, and the parents tell us that since they've been fencing, they've totally livened up. Their concentration levels are better. They're doing better at school, even doing better at home. Doing the washing up, cleaning their rooms, stuff like this, we hear about it all the time.
What made you decide to set up the club with Linda?
But I'm a triple Olympian, Linda's a double Olympian. I've always been a fencing coach since I stopped competing, and Linda's a PE teacher at Lister School in Plaistow. Linda really kind of manages the club, runs the coaches and the programme, and I look after the development, obviously, of the youngsters, and I look after the elite group, all that, our British and English internationals that we've got in the club now, that we've produced.
How did you first get into fencing yourself?
I was 7 years old when I started. My brother and I, he was 6. We had local clubs because I lived in North London in Edmonton, and there was a club literally over the road. My mother being French, fencing is a high profile sport in France, so she saw it on the prospectus and took us down there, and we never really turned back.
So what would you say to someone who's thinking of coming down and having a go at fencing?
Come down. It's great for your general health and fitness. You get to meet people. It's a totally different activity to what most people are used to, like football, basketball, rugby, tennis, even compared to some of the other combat sports. It's quite different.
Okay, Pierre, I think it's time for me to get kitted out and have a go myself.
Thank you very much. Good luck.